Most meat in the United States, like chicken or lamb, must be packaged with a label that lists where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered, but not pork or beef. Congress repealed country of origin labeling for pork and beef that specified where the meat was born, raised, and slaughtered, effective in 2015. That means that retailers can label beef or pork made in USA even if it's raised in another country, but processed here. Not putting the USA label on pork and beef from Mexico and Canada would mean those products could potentially be hit with $1 billion or more in tariffs. That doesn't seem right to Jill Stockton, a rancher from Grass Range, Montana, who will speak at the seminar tonight.
Country of origin labeling, there's two ways to look at it. From a consumer point of view, I should think the consumer would like to know. Even if they don't care, they would like to know that what they're purchasing and the integrity behind that label, behind that brand. From a livestock producer's point of view, is that it's pretty clear that these imports are being used strategically to undermine our market. So our hope with country of origin labeling is that consumers might pay attention and might prefer beef born and raised in the United States.
As a person who raises cattle, mm-hmm. what do you think is the most realistic way forward?
In 2002, Congress passed the country of origin labeling, but it wasn't immediately implemented. And so in 2005, a number of the cattlemen and interested groups organized and passed a state of Montana country of origin labeling bill. That was in 2005. And the groups who were behind this are the same groups today. The Montana Cattlemen's Association, the Montana Farmers Union, and Northern Plains Resource Council. And since Congress saw fit to rescind country of origin labeling only for beef and pork, we're starting over and we're reintroducing the bill that was introduced in 2005.
Not everyone supports country of origin labeling requirements on beef and pork. Critics argue it could rack up tariffs from North American trade partners and otherwise hurt international trade. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.